It's like a jaywalking ticket. In other news that's also going on right now, too. Yo, my boy Jamie Foxx is just back. Like, he just popped up back on the scene. I don't know if you guys have seen it recently. But he's at Top Golf now. Look. This is a good video because if he's at Top Golf, you know, golfing requires a lot of range of motion from swinging to also put certain type of torque and whatever on your calf and ankles. So if he could be at Top Golf, like hitting golf balls, like shit, maybe this motherfucker is really all the way fine. Now, I think people want to hear him talk, right? We haven't heard him talk. People like are assuming he had a stroke. And some people say when you have a stroke, sometimes it could impair your physical ability or even your speech. So, you know, I think the physical ability part looks kind of decent because he's, you know, the first one I had seen was him on a yacht, but he wasn't standing up. So I was like, maybe he can't really walk all the way because he was sitting down. This is this video. Yeah, it looks fine to me. Apparently he was with his family, but he was sitting down. So I'm like, all right, maybe, you know, he is out of the hospital, as some people were wondering. You know, the information about this whole Jamie Foxx had been so spooky. Other people also have surmised that they say, and again, this is a legend. I don't know this to be true, but they say Jamie Foxx is known for throwing some of the wildest parties known to man. And they said, if you listen to him storytelling, he tells you about these wild ass parties. And sometimes there'll be a lot of, you know, there'll be a lot of narcotics there. So a lot of people believe that he has taken drugs over the years and maybe they finally got to him or some shit like that. That's what some people were thinking. We still don't know what the hell happened to him. It looked like, I guess, if somebody said a stroke, I would probably accept that. But it's like, we still don't really know. Anyway, a little bit more of the video up from him playing or him at Top Golf.
May I have your attention, please? We want to thank you for coming out tonight. It's the last call at Top Golf. This means we would be great.
Yeah, he's chilling. He's chilling. I'll read the story. He's back. He's hitting up Top Golf over the weekend. He was in Naperville, Illinois, around 11 p.m. And the swing says it all. The club in hand, he has a firm grasp and full range of motion, as I was saying. They say his swing was better than the people he was competing with. And they said he has a very strong swing, and he won. He said beyond that, he was walking around chatting with friends and family. The eyewitness says he was walking regular, not dragging his leg. There was arm movement, definitely good. He said it was regular Jamie. They said the Top Golf driving range is near the rehab facility that he has been recovering from since the medical emergency. I don't know, man. Maybe he went to LeBron James' doctor, man. Don't LeBron James got like some miracle doctor that every time LeBron James gets some injury, like he be having that nigga transfer some blood. Kobe went to that nigga too. Transfer some blood, get you back up like in 2 days. I don't know. The only reason why I think there's a lot of spookiness too when it comes to this is when we think about Hollywood, you know, and Jamie Foxx is like almost the epitome of like being in that Hollywood life. We just think about a lot of spookiness that kind of comes with it. And I think that's why people were fearing the worst. But clearly he's back up, one of the most talented individuals in the game. Hopefully he'll hit the big screen soon or the fucking comedy stage or the hosting stage or maybe get back to music. But regardless, he's an amazing talent, and I'm glad he's okay. All right. Somebody said, you think he's cloned? Man, y'all niggas in this clone shit, man. Y'all niggas in this clone shit. Other shit that's going on, man. Yo, it's so crazy. Like, this is my perception of Keke Palmer. Keke Palmer, I don't see Keke Palmer as a thot. Okay? I've seen her as one of the good girls who finally get to be outside a bit. You get what I mean? She's not a city girl. She's not one of those. Now, here's the difference. When Keke Palmer had her opportunity